This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congress passes a spending bill keeping the government running through December 9th, joining us right from the get-go here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is one of our favorites, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Hey, Ellen.
Hi. Well, yes, they passed it, but not with the Flint money in it, as you probably heard at top of the hour news. And the Flint money is it passed in the House. But the Senate says they will take it up during a lame duck session. This was Mitch McConnell's promise. So the Democrats went with it and passed the spending bill.
Wow. And, of course, the other big thing is Congress overriding Obama. Wow, we haven't seen this, the veto of the 9/11 bill.
It's the first time ever, and it was 97 votes, two Democrats, Tim Kaine and Bernie Sanders were not there. Harry Reid voted no. However, what's fascinating about this is that it really is, it's window dressing, the bill, because the Attorney General can slow-mo the legislation or any of these particular suits against, not legislation, but suits against the Saudi government. And even if they won against the Saudi government, there's no forcing of pain. So it's kind of like it looks good. They can go home and say, look, we got help for the 9/11 people finally after 15 years, and they can sue the Saudis, and we're going to hold them accountable. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Moving from that to Shimon Peres, you had a personal brush. Tell us about that.
I did. I actually did an interview with him. He and my brother were actually getting an award together. It was a couple of days before the 97 inauguration, of Bill Clinton. And I asked him, I said, well, how did you start negotiating with the Palestinians? And he basically said, well, you have to negotiate with your enemy. And he was very articulate about that, about how important it was, even if you didn't think you liked somebody or whatever, that they were your enemy, and that was okay to negotiate with them.
And this was a man, he was all about peace, wasn't he? He was trying to do anything he could.
And he really did. He worked very much for that. He, as you know, had been one of the founders of the State of Israel, and then, of course, became prime minister and then got a Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow. That's amazing. What a great story, though. Your brother, the connection, and then, of course, interviewing him as well. On another quick note, we were talking about this Malaysian airliner forever, and now the Dutch say they know what happened. It was hit by a Russian-made missile. So that's big news, isn't it?
Right. Now, this is not the one that went down in the Asian seas.
Right.
This is the one that went down because there were two Malaysian aircraft that did this. This is the one that went down over Ukraine, et cetera. Now, the question is whether the Russians actually made this happen or was it just a Russian aircraft that somebody had somehow commandeered or made. That's what we don't know. But it does look like it was definitely down by a missile.
Wow. Unbelievable. All right, Ellen, always a treat to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
So you heard what Ellen had to say about the spending bill and the fact that what was missing, Michigan, Flint, and the House passed without the waterways bill with the Flint aid in it. I know we have people listening in part of the country. I can't imagine that you feel great about that. How awful that situation is there. So there was too much tug of war, however, over it. And then the decision was, okay, we got to keep this government moving. So they passed the waterways bill with Flint aid, the House did. And that's why they kept the bill moving. So it was a very last-minute deal on the Flint aid to resolve the Democratic opposition to a stopgap spending bill that lacked emergency funding for the city. That was the problem. It paved the way for Senate passage of the continuing resolution earlier in the day and ended the threat of a government shutdown, because that was the big thing. So the vote was 399-25, and they approved what they're calling the Water Resources and Development Act. So it authorizes dozens of water-related infrastructure projects around the country. And this, there was huge argument over this. And the Senate version included $220 million fully to offset the Flint package to help the other communities around the country with lead-contaminated water supplies. But the House version lacked the same drinking provision due to the committee differences. And we heard Ellen say that. The insistence was we include Flint, that they were supposed to include Flint. And you know, there you go. I mean, you want to talk about the effects, the lead effects on so many of those kids, but also adults living there. It's ridiculous, no question. And by the way, Janet Yellen, that was a part of the buzz on the Hill today. On the offense after being attacked by Donald Trump and talking about interest rates, not happy that she was batted around by the Trumpster. She says that's simply what he's saying is simply not true. He's talking about what will happen when Obama gets out of office. So she defended the Fed overall from the Trump attack. I said this, I think the Federal Reserve is such a sham for what they perpetrate on the American people. I do. I've always thought that. But Yellen said that she was dumbfounded, I guess is the right word, by what was said about the Federal Reserve. So she defended herself. Basically, that's what it is. And on her defense, because so many Democrats were pushing her to do something, she said she's disturbed that. And so were some of her friends, like Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, said she was disturbed by anyone in a debate or anywhere who suggests that Chair Yellen is somehow acting political. Nothing could be further from the truth. You know, the Fed has always been defensive of any claims that the central bank is politically compromised, and Yellen has previously said no to Trump's claims by saying federal officials never discuss politics when discussing interest rates. But do they bring that to the table with them? Is it possible to be in that role and not have any kind of partisan feelings? I'm going to say, I don't think so. I mean, they can say what they want. I mean, according to analysis by the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, Trump's plan would contribute $5.2 trillion to the national debt. But then others are saying, well, wait a second, that's not totally true either. And then did the Bush tax credits work after the dot-com bust? And then what about TARP, which helped Obama's numbers? It's all alphabet soup. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be great. Put your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. You know, we do this thing called odds and ends, as I like to say, right from the get-go, really. What is the buzz in the backyard? And, of course, it's on and off the campaign trail. We heard Ellen at the top talking about Perez, and we talked about now funding for the government through December 9th, and this is just a continuing theme. Every year, let's face it, this is what we have. This is what we have going on. I don't know about any of you, but maybe you weren't a soap opera kind of watch in person, but you had a grandmother, an aunt, who knows, a father, that would sneak a peek at the soaps. And all my children used to be such big soap opera. It still may be. I don't know. My aunt, who lived down the street from me when we were growing up, She watched All My Children. She watched soap operas. She watched a soap opera called General Hospital. And because I liked to hang out with her as a little kid, occasionally I would see whatever the soap was. It seemed to me like they were all the same. But the purpose of telling you the story of the soap opera is that Agnes Nixon, probably one of the more famous people known for creating a modern soap opera and a critically acclaimed one, was the creator of All My Children and One Life to Live. And she died at the age of 93. Wow. She first started writing when she was at Northwestern University. And then that went on, then went on to doing the One Life to Live and All My Children, which is, I mean, that's, she had like such a long career. How many seasons was she behind that soap opera? And the answer is a lot. I mean, she was like the fabric of daytime TV. Lifetime Achievement Award, all that kind of stuff. And people, I mean, people just knew who she was. No question. So, the passing of Agnes Nixon to a terrible story involving a shooter who's a teenager and some people getting shot, including the teenager's father who was killed. So what happened was, and gosh, just doesn't get any worse than this. Feels like we're constantly talking about these stories, these morbid ways to zoom in and out of the show, but it's super significant. He had a 14-year-old boy who just opened fire with a handgun at a school playground, injured two kids and a teacher before he was stopped by a volunteer fireman. The firefighter who stopped the shooting had been in the fire department, they say, for about 30 years. 30 years. So, imagine how shook up those kids were. Bullets are being pumped into the air. About 280 students were taken to a church. They were reunited with their families. A SWAT team cleared the school building after the shooting. It was reported by a teacher at about 1:45. And what happened was a teenager, reportedly, found his father dead and is believed to have shot him. So crying, upset, calls the grandmother just after that. Grandparents couldn't understand what was going on. So they went to the house, which was really close, about 100 yards away. When they got there, they found that his father had been shot. So then it all started to unravel for them. And, I mean, what a horrible thing to find. And when they got there, they found that their son had been shot and the grandson wasn't there. So the shooter pulls into his school parking lot, starts firing as he gets out of the car, moves toward the school. I mean, how sad is this? How sickening is this? So the governor, Nikki Haley, releases a statement through Twitter about law enforcement and working together and the Townville Elementary School, because that's where that happened. And we're talking about kids pre-kindergarten through sixth grade. Ugh. Somebody said to me today, and see, this is why it's so too commonplace, right? Because When I was out, I was out for a while today, and somebody comes up to me and said, "Oh, did you hear about the shooting? What about that shooting?" And I'm still back on the other day and thinking Houston and the lawyer. But it's not Houston and the lawyer. Now it's a kid, and it's at a school. And it goes to the same thing. How vigilant can you be? They're outside. I mean, just luckily no one has died so far. And it doesn't look that way. It looks like they're pulling out. Ugh. Awful. Also, as part of Odds and Ends, I thought it was interesting, if we jump back on the campaign trail, that Aleppo was kind of the crazy question for Gary Johnson, where he didn't know what Aleppo was, where it was, why he was being asked questions about it. Now I was just reading today, there was kind of another one of those Aleppo moments. Boy, you want to get those back. So he couldn't come up with the name of a foreign leader during an interview on Wednesday. And it was Chris Matthews who simply said, "Who's your favorite foreign leader? Who's your favorite foreign leader?" And even Matthews sort of was trying to help him by saying, hey, you know, anyone from any continent or any country, name one foreign leader that you look up to, and how difficult would that be? He could say Bibi Netanyahu. He could say just about anyone that's still out there and have it make sense. Anywhere, any continent, Canada, Mexico, Europe, Asia, South America, Africa. Oh, he couldn't bail him out any more than that, giving him hints, giving him countries. There's no way, there's no lifeline there. I mean, just, it's brain freeze. It could be brain freeze, I suppose. But those are answers you have to have at your fingertips, right? I mean, who could he say we even know people? Francois Hollande. You know, there's so many people you could name. And he couldn't do it. So that leads to more moments, Aleppo moments, as they called them, and the confusion over that, right? So Gary Johnson, he is shooting himself in the foot. Hey, Chris Matthews, I'll do your show. Name any leader, any leader. And that's where sometimes the politicians get into trouble, because they think they know, but they don't, right? Okay, I mentioned the soap opera and how big Agnes Nixon was to One Life to Live and to Susan Lucci's All My Children. But, you know, they say it's kind of the rule of threes in Hollywood. A guy named Gary Glassberg, who every time I saw a photo of him, I thought, this guy's the happiest guy in all of Hollywood. He's just 50 years old. He was a TV writer and executive producer of NCIS and NCIS New Orleans. He died on Wednesday at the age of 50. I mean, this is a guy who worked on The Mentalist, Crossing Jordan, Bones. And since 2011, he was the showrunner, the producer in charge of day-to-day operations on a series that's been TV's most watched drama for five seasons. In 2014, he created the spinoff NCIS New Orleans. But boy, talk about the timing of all of this. The timing is crazy. So Gary Glassberg, dead at the age of 50. 855-266-5283. See you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Definitely can, and we'll get to those numbers coming up again in our next segment. Did the NFL ratings plunge because of the protests, or no, we're not seeing anything that's different because of that? I have a sneaking suspicion the answer will be that it easily can be converted if there is some confusion over whatever the issue happens to be. In looking at Hillary Clinton, and one of the things that Donald Trump said, that he could have hurt her family. And he said something about, I really like Chelsea. And he didn't want to have nasty, negative campaigning commercials. And you know he's referring to Bill Clinton's womanizing. You're assuming that, right? So Hillary Clinton responded to her accusers, her husband's accusers, and now that's what has become the overwhelming saga. If you're Hillary Clinton, do you just ride it out and figure, well, this is going to pass, I'm no biggie? Or do you say, no, I'm not going to ride it out, and you do something to hit it head on if you're Hillary Clinton, knowing that this, they're going to take this on. The because she, as the Washington Post said, was she the family defender or was she the family enabler? Might sound a little bit harsh, but the question is pretty, I think the question is pretty interesting. And because of Hillary Clinton being, at least commercial-wise, and she didn't deny it, her commercials, the commercials that are going kind of for blows against Trump, he's saying he's staying away from that. But, geez, I find that so hard to believe. I think that they're this next, what's going to be so interesting is going to be this next debate. What is the next debate going to be like? And then finally, the last debate after that, what is that going to look like? Because I've just got to, I just got to assume that somewhere, somehow, it's not going to stand. In other words, in the war of words and attrition, I can't imagine that Kellyanne Conway and the election team, the campaign team behind Trump is going to say, nah, we're not going there. You know, we're not going to, and they're going to just watch while all the money's being spent. The Democrats are spending all the money and going for the Achilles heels of Donald Trump. And I'll tell you one Achilles heel that has Trump talking in a different direction is this Miss Universe's job. Because now, after Hillary Clinton brought it up in the debate, where he said she had gained weight and, you know, attacked her, basically, is what Hillary Clinton was saying in the debate. Now Donald Trump is coming out and saying, are you kidding? I saved her job, and look what I get out of it. I'm the one who saved her. He said that on Wednesday, that Alicia Machado, you know, that they wanted to fire her, but he, because she had gained weight, but he wouldn't allow it to happen. And she was Miss Universe, by the way, in 1996. Trump said he had very little interaction with the former Miss Universe and said, if you added up all the time I spoke to her, it was probably less than 5 minutes. I had nothing to do with her, but they wanted to fire her, I saved her job. It's a beauty contest. And Trump said it's a cheap shot for Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton to bring up that issue during Monday night's debate. Trump said, I helped somebody, and this is what you get for helping somebody. I don't know her. Clinton used Machado as an example of what she said was a pattern of sexism from Trump. So, I don't know. It's crazy that this Machado person has really found herself in the middle of the chaos, at least for a very short time period, as to what did she look like and did she gained too much weight, and isn't that what happens when you're Miss Universe, and blah, blah, blah. Again, war of words, baby, because that's what it is every single day. Who is better at manipulating our vocabulary and making it come out correctly, and who is just trampling on it? Who's trampling on it? And if you were wondering, and I asked for so many of you to call, and some of you actually sent me emails, but who won the debate? I mean, there's your good question. That is open-ended, easy. Who won the debate? And the more I keep reading, the more, and I'm saying even Republican-slanted material, the more I keep seeing Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton. It almost seemed drawish to me. It didn't seem like there was no knockout punches. It didn't feel that way at all. They went back and forth a little bit, but not very much. I mean, not where it was disruptive. So pretty interesting in arriving at, pretty interesting in arriving at that as we talk about where are we going with this whole words thing. And speaking of words, Lester Holt is still getting attacked for his performance in the debate because there was really very few people. The one agreeing spot, the one spot of agreement, I think, is that Lester Holt just didn't seem spot on. I mean, he asked the questions, but he didn't seem to be involved in what was happening in a few points. And then you find out, did he wear an earpiece or not? So he's the only guy on the stage. And the answer is he did wear an earpiece during the first presidential debate. So he had somebody talking to him. And so now in these days following the debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, there have been rumors, conspiracy theories that have been circulated to somehow prove that the night had been rigged by the Democratic presidential nominee. After failing to provide evidence for any of the baseless claims, Hillary Clinton didn't wear an earpiece. She didn't communicate with her moderator, Lester Holt, through secret signal. She wasn't given the debate questions weeks in advance. So Lester Holt becomes the focus. And clearly you can see when you look at photos of him now that, yes, he was wearing an earpiece. He was definitely wearing an earpiece. But an earpiece, if you're the moderator during the debate, doesn't break any of the rules set by the Commission on Presidential Debates. They have a few rules, but they're pretty straightforward. And that's a good thing. That's a super good thing, my friends. And not everyone agrees because they want to see a knockdown punch. But it's not the Punch and Judy show. It's goes deeper than that. And I think one of the things that will be discussed is what's been happening around the country and the protests and all of that wrapped up in between. And to that end, there may be a lot more than we even suspect. It looks that way to me. There could be definitely more to expand there. And could make a huge, huge difference. So now we know that we're down to the nitty-gritty in baseball because we've been talking about football, and so many of you called for Nail the Score. But baseball is in its second season and wrapping it up, and the second season is you get to go to the playoffs, is what it is. You get to go to the playoffs because we have XYZ tickets and we can hand them to you. Oh, we can hand them to you. Huge. Let's put it that way. I'm wondering how many of you listening in the America Tonight audience are listening on an iPhone somewhere in a handful of countries where I think there's no doubt they wanted to take up the American flight that was full. And it's not to say they won't, by the way. Remember, there is still some time left in this thing. Speaking of time, it is all about the numbers. We're talking about them next here on America Tonight.
Scared of the spotlight. You don't come. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Numbers to count. Some of them have to do with politics. Some of them absolutely don't. The NFL ratings and the anthem protests. Is this affecting debates? The NFL ratings, according to Breitbart, are plunging. And this is just the third week, saying it's the third consecutive week ratings for the NFL have dropped off. Players continue anti-American protests during the national anthem, and the drop-off can definitely could have had something to do with the fact that we had a debate coming up on Tuesday. So the ratings for Chicago and the Dallas Cowboys, 12.9. That's down from the 13.7 rating last week. Week two was down from the 13.3, so steadily decline for whatever reason. But isn't that interesting? So they're first doubting themselves, then they're coming up with the in-between approach, and it's not working. bottom line is somebody's going to slip up and they're going to find a way to figure out a big piece of the puzzle these days. They say panic, anxiety, all spark or part of what sparks the rush for luxury funkies among the super rich. I mean, you should see this compound that somebody sent me a picture of. Wow, wow, and wow. I couldn't even do it justice to try to describe it. Just picture this, I mean, beautiful house. Beautiful house with three different pools. Three different pools. And surrounded by neatly trimmed, incredibly trimmed bushes that overlook an ocean. Rough, huh? So despite starting slow, picked up fast. Picked up super, super fast. In the numbers game, Gary Lynch, the GM at Rising Bunkers, a Texas-based company that specializes in underground bunkers and services and scores of L.A. people, says that the most sales of their upscale market, mostly actors, pro athletes, and politicians who sign it. But 700% compared with 2015? Wow. I mean, that's huge. Right? So an exasperated Hillary Clinton is basically saying, oh, please, somebody else take the questions. Let somebody else get their elbow their way into it. I don't need to elbow my way into it. So I completely understand. Completely. I think the one thing in thinking about outreach that police officers could do, honestly, they could, you know, kind of force this face off, this gamification, and make that become that much more exciting for who's ever participating. And it's not a surprise or a snap decision if you think about what the campaign trail has been like. And now this is it. After all this work, this is the final push for Hillary Clinton. And I do believe, when we're talking about this and have expanded, that there are people that are looking down. There are definitely people that are looking down and watching. And boy, this woman's health is taking a toll. These later nights, she's getting home and whatnot. That's tough. And as so many of you are third shifters, and strictly third shifters, or you're like me and you have a foothold in both, boy, that gets tough. Tough and really, really quiet overall. So Congress rejected Obama's veto of the 9/11 bill, the first override of the presidency. So in honoring September 11th, a lot of this partisan bill letting families of the September 11th victims sue the Saudi government in the first successful veto override of Obama's presidency. So there's definitely some history there, or at least certainly there's history with the family. There's history that's seeped in that you don't break. You don't break the code, because you know back, and the Donald will know this, when he eventually went to boarding school because it was too rough. Well, now he has a reason to celebrate and become buzzworthy. The Jets owner, Hollywood producer, Wall Street titans help drive Trump's day up to, ready for this, 18 million just for walking down a street. Speaking of that, it was the same number, which is crazy, but Jets owner Hollywood producer Wall Street Titans helped drive Trump's $18 million a day. Wow, that's pretty good. $18 million a day? How are they getting that? How do you get that money back? Isn't it interesting that the Wall Street Titans have helped drive that money? And he talks about using the bankruptcy loopholes. But isn't it interesting, the comparisons, all of that? And Trump is saying he's going to be much tougher on Hillary Clinton in the next debate. And I agree. I think this was just laying the groundwork for what is really going to be maybe the second one being the most explosive. But who knows? That remains to be seen. I mean, I might think it, and I might leave some space for edits in between, but it's not looking like this is going to move. It really doesn't look like it. So as we continue to motor through, I laugh because there's no great word for this. And every year, the words that are released just seem to get more risque as we move along. And imagine when there's something really, really on the line, what that's like. Although there's weekly, lots of guys do weekly bets. So, or puts. I guess puts is the right way to say that, is what I'm thinking. So walking pneumonia last week, and now she seems to be fine. As a bonus round, we can count in looking at Hillary Clinton. I saw an interesting statistic, U.S. Internet surrender just days away. And I would have to believe with the kind of stockpile they have that just wouldn't last very long. So it'd be a pain to have to figure out where you're digging. I started at the request of someone who is a big-time meeting planner, and we just were met and talking, and she was asking me what needs to be done, and that there was five big glaring things that popped out at me. So I don't know about you, but it seems there was a theme throughout this hour of we can count and words mixed in between. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
To your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.